Welcome to Mental Health Chats. I'm Claire Davis, and I'm all about bringing emotional fitness into our lives, especially for managers. And today I've got a fabulous guest, and her name is Ali Grady. Hello, Ali. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Claire. Great to be with you today.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, because I know how much experience you've had with different people in different organisations, and you work a lot with managers. So what I want to find out from you first, because we're going to go into detail on when we're in a team and then we become a manager. So we're friends with these people and then we become a manager, and yeah, it's all about setting boundaries. So let's find out a bit about you first. Who is Ali Grady?
Oh, well, depends on the day, I guess, and what hat I'm wearing, because I am many things. I'm a mum, a wife, a stepmum. As you said, I've been a manager, but in my day job, I have a company with my husband, so we work together. I provide a lot of training, very much like yourself, around sort of mental health awareness, and I'm also a coach as well, and my husband's a headhunter. So different. Oh, I forgot, I'm also a granny as well. So
I know. It's funny, you do so much, and it's nice
And so I suppose, you know, my background is in HR. I've worked with a lot of managers in the past, and I work with a lot of managers now.
Lovely. So would you mind just expanding a bit on exactly what you do, Ali?
Sure. So as I said, my part of the business is really around training and coaching. So very much like the work you do, Claire, deliver a lot of mental health first aid training, a lot of mental health awareness training, and other sort of well-being related topics like resilience and stress, you know. So all that sort of world that you're in, I'm kind of very much part of as well. And then in terms of the coaching, coaching managers and leaders, often in transition. So when they might be promoted into a new role, and I've got a particular sort of interest in mental toughness. So really being able to, I guess, build on that resilience and kind of cope with all the challenges that
And there are a lot of challenges, and for, you know, let's think about boundaries, especially for managers. It can be really, really difficult when we've been in a team, and it happened to me. I was in a team, I was friends with everyone, we used to go to the pub, we used to go out to lunch, etc. And then we suddenly become, we were, you know, friends, and then we suddenly become a manager for that same team. So what can newly appointed managers do when they transition from being friend to being the manager to set those boundaries?
Like you've been in that situation as well, and I think, you know, often we have to learn as we go along, but I think the first thing really is thinking about what's changed or what needs to change in the relationship, because it will have to change. You know, it doesn't mean to say you can't still be friendly, it doesn't mean to say you can't still be friends, but you know, you're going to have different responsibilities that you had before. And so I think the first thing to think about is, what are the boundaries that need to be either kind of enhanced or even changed? So a little bit of self-reflection, I think, is important. And then I think it's being clear about your role, and you may not be so clear about the role, because, you know, is that period of transition, you know, what's written on a job description doesn't, you know, always translate exactly as those words. So you've got to, you know, got to kind of anticipate that period of transition and work out what, you know, what are those boundaries for you. You know, that might be around your sort of communication, you know, perhaps when you are working together as peers and colleagues, you know, you're kind of perhaps easy to respond quickly. Those things will change. You've got different responsibilities now. You've probably got greater responsibilities than you had. So thinking about kind of, you know, those boundaries, being very clear about expectations around timekeeping, around performance. And I think one way to do that is to probably have a one-to-one quickly with your team. And really, I think, address the elephant in the room, you know, say, you know, this could be awkward for both of us. And also, I think, be mindful when you've been friends, you've probably shared things that maybe you wouldn't share with your manager because of circumstances. And, you know, there might be some things that your colleagues are now worried about, you know, you know, I told them that when they were my friend, but now they're my manager. What does that mean? I think you need to be a bit brave and courageous and perhaps address the elephant in the room and kind of provide some reassurances as well, because I think it is possible to be a friend, carry on a friendship and be a manager. But that, I think, comes from mutual respect. So, you know, obviously showing them the respect, but also hopefully respect comes back to you as well. And then I think, you know, really importantly around your boundaries, it's about kind of leading by example. I guess it's modeling those boundaries. You know, let's take, you know, as a manager, we often kind of be busy, we're working through lunch hours, we're, you know, probably working later in the evening, certainly that's how I've been. And what message does that give to people? That gives the message that maybe it's an expectation, and it probably isn't. So being very clear about what you expect, but also role modeling it yourself, so people can see that you actually mean it, because you're kind of acting in that way as well.
You've said so much there, Ali, and it's all you know, it's absolutely brilliant. And one of the things that was really highlighted for me is the mutual respect. And we want to really think logically about, you know, if we've been in the team, then we go to manager, is there actually mutual respect? And if there isn't, why? So why is it so important to reset these boundaries? Why is it so important to set them from the beginning?
I think you've hit the nail on the head there about resetting them from the beginning, because something's changed. You know, you're not in the position that you were in before. And if you don't address it early, it's going to be so much harder to sort of tackle issues. You know, when you are friends with people, you're much more informal. You know, you have conversations that perhaps you wouldn't have as a manager. And it's really important to kind of set out how you want things to be going forward. And that doesn't need to be draconian. It doesn't need to be, you know, cracking the whip. It just needs, you know, it's about saying, actually, I've got a different role now. I've got a different perspective. You know, perhaps you're now party to information that you didn't have before, and that your former peers don't have. So, you know, it's going to be different for everybody. And I think you need to address issues as they crop up, kind of quickly, and sort of take the opportunity to sort of reset those boundaries. And, you know, I think I mentioned about having one-to-ones with your team, having that conversation about how you expect things to be. But that's a two-way, isn't it? You know, tease out from them, you know, what are they worried about, you know, with you now being in this position as manager. And then I think also is probably worth thinking about having a team meeting.
Definitely.
That you've had your one-to-ones, you've kind of got everyone's thoughts around it, and then you kind of pull it all together, and then everyone's hearing the same message, and you get a chance to hear from everyone, you know, and at the same time as well. So I think that clarity is so important.
Definitely, that clarity. And you mentioned the word things have changed, and they have changed. And with any change, we have those turbulent times. Sort of those times where we're not quite sure, how is this going to happen? How is it going to land? So can you give us a couple of strategies on what you can do as a new manager to actually set these boundaries? You mentioned one-to-ones. What else could we do?
So I think obviously one-to-ones, the team meeting as well. I think role modeling as well, around those expectations. And I think also having that sort of two-way dialogue and asking people, you know, what are they worried about and what's important to them. I mean, if we think about the sort of boundaries that you might come across, it might be perhaps being overly friendly in the workplace. Mm. So, perhaps you wouldn't take part in the office banter like you might in the past. It's being firm and fair and consistent. And also, I think, you know, recognize that perhaps people might think that there will be some favoritism or unfairness because you were once friends with so and so in the office. I think recognizing that might happen and being prepared to address that. So, like I said earlier, perhaps being a little bit courageous.
Well done. That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for your wise words. So what I'm sure there's a lot of people who are listening or watching this and thinking, I want to get in touch with Ali. So where can people find you, Ali?
Yes. So I guess the easiest way is to email me. An email address, ali@thethriveteam.co.uk. Or you can find me on LinkedIn. I'm under Ali Grady on LinkedIn. So those are the easiest ways, I guess. Yeah.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much for your tips and tricks. And I think one thing to remember, anyone who is a new manager, especially if you've been in a team with the people that you're managing, it's natural to go through these unsettling times.
Yeah.
So let's be kind to ourselves and realize in these changing times, we can help our team build those relationships and open those lines of communication.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I love what you say there, be kind to yourself, because you won't have all the answers. You will make mistakes along the way because you're human, and that's okay. So it is really practicing that self-care. Yeah,
definitely. After yourself. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ali, and take care.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the chat. If you found any of the tips useful, follow Mental Health Chats. Thank you.